USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is touting the coronavirus vaccine rollout as 2.5 million Americans are getting this shot daily. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky saying we need to keep our guard up regarding the coronavirus.
Some states and regions of the country, such as the Northeast and the Upper Midwest, are beginning to again see a significant rise in cases.
The White House is deploying a diplomatic team to Guatemala and Mexico to discuss illegal immigration in the United States. Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying the message is clear. This is not the time to come to the United States. Psaki saying parents should not be sending their children on dangerous treks to the United States.
Our alternative is to send children back on this treacherous journey. That is not, in our view, the right choice to make.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The Bible is under attack. Some countries even ban it. And in the United States, laws are being proposed to limit biblical values in society. Just last year, California's governor even banned private Bible study groups in homes. It's frightening. Now, Greg Kelly Reports investigates the growing movement to ban the Bible in American life. Watch Greg Kelly on Newsmax TV tonight at 7 p.m. and 11 p.m. Eastern as he reveals the real dangers to Christians and how they're fighting to protect the Bible. You won't find this on any other networks. Newsmax TV is America's fastest-growing cable news channel on all major systems. Check your cable guide or call them to get Newsmax. Or get it free on Roku, YouTube, Zumo, Pluto, or Amazon Fire. And smart TVs like Samsung, Sony, or LG. Plus, you can download the free Newsmax app on your phone and watch us anytime, anywhere. So find out about the growing danger to your Bible freedom. Watch Newsmax TV's Greg Kelly tonight.
Sales of existing homes fell sharply in February. The National Association of Realtors says sales of pre-owned homes dropped 6.6% compared with January. Tight supply and rising prices sidelining many first-time buyers. The median price of a home sold last month was $313,000. A Republican congressman in New York is facing serious allegations.
Representative Tom Reed will retire amid allegations of misconduct. The New York Republican announcing Sunday that he would not run for re-election in 2022 after a former lobbyist accused him of inappropriate touching at an event in 2017. In a statement, Reed took responsibility for his actions and apologized to his family and to the woman who accused him, former lobbyist Nicolette Davis. He said the incident occurred at a time in his life when he was struggling with alcohol, which he's been recovering from for the last 4 years. Reed said he planned on dedicating his time and attention to making amends for his past actions. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The coronavirus pandemic has upended much of the world's workforce, turning dining room tables, kitchen counters, and even closets into offices for millions of remote workers. According to Microsoft's first annual Work Trend Index, which surveyed 30,000 people from 31 countries, 73% of workers want their employers to continue providing flexible remote work options after the world returns to some semblance of normalcy. Sally Helgenson is a business consultant. She tells CNBC that employers are working to create that working from home and office balance.
It's very tough. My biggest advice would be don't be rigid and recognize that we're coming out of a time where it's been very unstable, and it's not going to be like this in the same way. I mean, people have had their kids at home. Schools have been closed. They've had a lot that they've had to deal with. People, it's all going to calm down. Employees have not only gotten used to having more flexibility and more control over their schedules, they tend to be happier as long as they haven't had, you know, some terrible pandemic related issues. And I think they're going to have a little more bargaining power in terms of saying, look, you know, here was my productivity during the pandemic. I've got to have some headroom.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.